I next met with Dr. Talia Golan, and to begin, I asked her to present a patient from her practice. So why don't we start out with your 45-year-old man. Can you talk a little bit about how he presented?
So this was a 45-year-old male. He was diagnosed with a 3-centimeter mass in the head of the pancreas.
So how did he actually present? How did he, come to be worked up?
So he was having a mild abdominal discomfort, and he had no other comorbidities, and he went to his family's, the general practitioner, and she did some blood tests on him, which were normal. And then she sent him for abdominal pain, was kind of persistent and irritating. And then she sent him for abdominal ultrasound. And they couldn't see a discrete lesion in the pancreas, but there was some haziness, and they sent him for additional evaluation with the CT. And then he came to our institution, Sheba Medical Center, and we performed a triphasic CT, and we saw a discrete 3-centimeter lesion in the head of the pancreas, and it had encrusted around the superior mesenteric vein. There was also a tiny lesion in the lung that wasn't clear what the significance of that lesion was, an additional cystic-like tiny lesion in the liver. The patient's CA99 levels were 780. We additionally sent him for a PET CT scan, mostly to try and evaluate the additional lesions that we'd seen in the lung and in the liver. The PET scan showed FDG uptake in the lesion in the head of the pancreas. There was no uptake in the lesion in the lung or in the liver, and we deemed these probably as insignificant findings. The patient was discussed at a multidisciplinary tumor board. He was defined as a borderline resectable pancreatic cancer patient. Biopsy also confirmed that it was adenocarcinoma origin, and we discussed initiating, due to his young age, neoadjuvant treatment with FOLFIRINOX.
So can you talk a little bit about what happened once he got treated?
Yeah, so the patient actually did very well on treatment. He had very mild side effects and he was doing very well. He received 4 months of treatment, which is 8 treatments. And then we did restaging, and the liver and lung lesions had stayed the same. So this once again reinforced the insignificant reading. And the lesion in the pancreas had gotten significantly smaller and had actually kind of pulled away from the superior mesenteric vein, and the patient was operable and sent for surgery. He underwent a Whipple operation, and a pathology report confirmed a T2 lesion, and all the lymph nodes were negative. So it was a really rewarding scenario that he, this young patient had this really nice response and done very well.